You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Kate Lochte and Murray Art Guild director, Debbie Danielson. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thank you.
It's been a while, and we're here because an important deadline looms this Wednesday that we hope area artists know about, but we're here to make sure.
Right. The deadline is coming up for our visual evidence exhibition. That's a community-wide, or actually regional exhibition, a juried exhibition that is open to all media. So there's painting, drawing, clay, sculpture, photography, anything people want to enter, fiber arts. And it'll be held at the Robert O. Miller Center.
Which is a really pretty venue for art. It's full of light and quite brilliant, actually. All of the information that we're talking about is available online at the Murray Art Guild website. But one of the things that is fascinating about a community art show is that it embraces a wide range of artists experience-wise.
Mm-hmm. The only criteria for this show is that artists are 18 and over, so there's not a youth category. So 18 and over, so that means it can still be student work, university student work. It can be hobbyist. It can be professional artist. It's wide open.
Which makes it kind of more exciting to see, even as an aggregate, especially when apparently the room has enough. You've got the 2D, but there's apparently enough room to show sculptural works, which would be exciting to see more of as time goes by.
Well, last year, or actually it was a couple of years ago, Roy Davis entered one of his coffins in the
Wonderful.
Show. And he had actually partnered with a weaver at the Guild, and she had woven the lining for it. So, yes, there's plenty of room.
Good deal. And you have had universities make this part of a class.
We do. We have every year we have several students from UT Martin enter the exhibition. And it's a great, I mean, as an artist, you're going to continue your work. As you continue your work, you're going to exhibit. And some of those may be group juried exhibitions or solo exhibits. This is a great way to get started. It's close to home. The digital process or the entry process is digital, so you don't have to haul your work there and then take the rejected work. You can send those digital images in. The juror looks at, does the first round of juring from those digital images, and then the accepted work is brought in, and the juror will look at the accepted work to assign awards. So for those in the region, there's not a lot of shipping costs and that kind of thing, so it's a great place to start that exhibition experience as an artist.
And the juror is an important one this year as well.
Mm-hmm. This year, Nicole Hand, who teaches printmaking and book arts at Murray State, is the juror.
And so she has her own little company online, doesn't she? It's, what is the name of it? It's a great name. It's after that wonderful Molly who used to be the therapy dog for Price Doyle Fine Arts. You remember Molly, the labby dog, yeah. Listen, we're talking with Debbie Danielson, who's the executive director of the Murray Art Guild, and it's a guild that is truly active with volunteers at the building doing art lots of times. And coming up is this wonderful partnership you have, the VSA Side-by-Side Workshop. That's really a great one that started several years back, and you all have sustained it.
Mm-hmm. This is the fifth or sixth year that we've done it, and it's a partnership with Very Special Arts Kentucky, which is actually a part of a national and international program which promotes art with artists with disabilities, students and adults. The program that we do is Side by Side, where we do a 2 to 4 week workshop with students with disabilities there at the Guild. And then at the end of that workshop, the students are partnered with artists in the community, and they work on a collaborative project together. At the end of that, actually this summer, we'll have an exhibition at the Curra Center Gallery with student work, the collaborative work, and the artist work. So it's always a really fun show to see all that information together.
Typically, how many kids get involved, or kids and adults?
10 to 12 students, yeah. And other students that might be homeschooled, or they're either from the city, county school system, And then there will be 10 or 12 artists involved as well.
How does one get in, how does one become a student?
They can find information on our website, which I don't think I have it up yet, but I'm working on it. We just got the date set last week. So, and I usually put in an announcement in the paper as well. But they can call the Art Guild at 753-4059, which I forget the new 270 thing. But they can call the Guild and get information as well. And also sometimes there are student volunteers who come and help with that. A lot of the students, or in the past 2 years, 3 years, we've had students from Murray State's art education program that'll come in and assist in the studio and volunteer for that.
And the building on, is it 500 North 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that always open?
It is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5:30. And on Saturday from 10 to 2. We've actually extended our hours. My office hours are 10 to 3, but we've extended our hours to 5:30 because we've reopened our art market where we're selling, artists are selling their work. So we're trying to stay open until 5:30 and then have regular hours on Saturday as well.
So if you drop by, there's always a marketplace to review.
Mm-hmm.
And currently there's a show in the gallery.
In the
as
gallery.
Well.
Mm-hmm. There's an exhibition by Julie Levins, who now lives in Evansville, but taught at Murray State. And she and her husband both, I believe, taught at Murray State. And then when she retired, she started painting. She took classes with Bob Head when she was here and then now lives in Evansville. But she brought in a series of painting and some collage work that has spanned a 14-year period. She had just recently started the collage work because she was having a little bit of trouble with her hands, so she's kind of moving from painting into collage.
Emily Wolfson did that as well.
Mm-hmm, she did.
Oh, when her eyesight was failing, she chose to go the collage route. So there's always room to shift when you're wanting to do visual art, and these are good examples of it.
I always thought, or I was one of the things I thought about being an artist is I won't have to retire. You just kind of shift into something else.
Yeah, it's an ongoing lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Along with the what's going on currently, I know Debbie is in the midst of planning summer with all sorts of classes and workshops, typically spanning all age groups as well.
Right. The summer art workshops really concentrate on youth.
Okay.
But from elementary school and actually preschool. And I was going to tell you about that workshop, too, preschool through high school. And we'll get that schedule on our website probably in April, end of April, 1st of May. We try to have it on there. And we're right in the middle of a workshop that the Guild partners with Playhouse in the Park and Jackson Purchase Dance. It's called Whirl. It's for preschool kids, and their parents come, but it's kind of a drop-off thing, but... So it's Whirl. We usually start as a big group and read a book together, and then we split into small groups, and they get an experience in dance, in theater, and in visual art based on the book that we all read together. And so they just kind of roll around from one activity to another. It's been great fun. This is the third time we've done that.
I hope you're taking a lot of video.
Yeah. It's a great partnership with Playhouse and Jackson Purchase Dance. It's fun.
It sounds like it could be quite amusing. So we're going to wrap this up with another exhortation for all of our listeners who are creative artists to pay attention to this 26th annual Visual Evidence 2014 is the deadline is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be Wednesday at midnight?
Sure. Wednesday at midnight. And if it's anybody's first time to enter and they have any questions about the process, just give me a call or send me an email. I'd be glad to walk them through that process.
Thanks a lot for being here today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.